PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 25th of November, 2018, a week after our 90th anniversary special. And there's a lot of people, actually, that we want to thank. Too many that we actually have done it through our Facebook page. Otherwise, we would actually be here forever. Anyway, very nice to have you with us on a bit of a regular program, but there's actually a lot that I want to tell you about today. But first, let's begin with a singer. Well, actually, not really a singer. He's actually an actor, by the name of Jack Palance. And he also did a little bit of singing. Here he is singing a song that was made famous by Burl Ives, A Little Bitty Tear.
Said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, full of funny. When you went out the door, I'd have another one waiting to wave goodbye as you go. But a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear.
And a little bit of tear beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us. Now, as you are aware, if you did tune in last week was the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. Now, about a year ago, we began a Patreon page. Now, if you're not sure what that is, here's a little promo that you may have heard from time to time about our Patreon page.
Is the Happy Station Show calling listeners everywhere?
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello, I'm Keith Pehong, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years,
There are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
All right, that is a small promo that if you're a regular listener to the program and PCJ Radio International, you would have heard. Now, Patreon is a place that we started probably just over a year ago. And those who sign up and just pay a small amount of money, actually, can have access to all kinds of Happy Station content, most of which actually hasn't been heard since the day it was broadcast. Now, we do use some of the stuff here on the program, but actually that's the place where you can go if you want to hear a full edition of a Happy Station program from years past, as well as other material. Now, we did take a break from doing it for a while, and there's a few questions actually that I do want to respond to from people that were wondering certain things. Now, I think it's around $3 actually to become a patron at Patreon, where you can have access to all the content. There is some free content, however. Some of it are just short excerpts of full programs. Now, some people are wondering why we're charging $3 for content that was already available free of charge when it was originally broadcast. Well, yes, that is true. But you need to take into consideration that because we have the tapes now, somebody has to sit through, clean the tape, make sure that all the splices, if there are any splices, check if there are any splices in the tape, need to be redone, because it has happened in the past where our archivist actually is in the process of digitizing a tape and a splice just breaks apart and then has to go all the way back to the beginning. So, cleaning the tapes, checking for splices. If there are splices that need to be repaired, repair them, and then do a digital copy. In the process of that, also repairing maybe some sound effects that are on the original tape. In some cases, depending on what kind of tape was used, the tapes actually have to be baked. I know that sounds funny, but I mean literally baked in a dehydrating unit at a certain temperature to make sure that all the magnetic particles on the tape, which is basically rust, right, an iron rust, stick to the plastic part of the tape so it can actually be copied. Otherwise, sometimes the tape is in the process of being copied and the stuff just flies literally off the plastic itself. So it's not a very easy process. Some of the tapes actually that we have transferred have taken about 3 or 4 days work just to get one good digital copy. And then we make a new analog copy and then put back in the archives the tape that was repaired. So you see, that's why we're only charging $3. In fact, we're not even making any money from it. It's just to show support that makes sure that people realize that it isn't easy work. Now, some people also, I don't think have an idea of what it is like actually keeping an extensive archive. There are many factors at play. First, you have to keep tapes usually of a certain age and in a certain climate. Make sure it's very dry with only a certain amount of moisture. And the temperature has to be always kept constant. That's the other thing as well. So with all these factors, $3 actually isn't a lot. You can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJRadio, and you will find all the information there. Now, one of the tapes actually that we just uploaded this week, because we're just reactivating it again, was something rather special. And I'll run a little clip for you right now. It is in Dutch, but let's see if you can figure out what it is.
Tom, zoals ik al zei, Co en ik hebben stiekem een bandje in elkaar geknutseld in de illegaal gekraakte Studio 5. Daarbij hebben we gebruik gemaakt van de 2 tapes die nog van vroeger over zijn, heb ik begrepen. 1 aflevering van het programma Schijven Schieten uit de privéverzameling van Hans Akkerman. En de door Roosmarie Nina uit de kast gegriste tune van ons programma Carousel, waarin we samen gezongen hebben. En jij ook de neusfluit bediend hebt en de mondharp. Het was vreselijk. Maar de sfeer van 25 jaar geleden, Tom, die kwam heel erg over. En dat was voor mij een ontzettend ontroerende ervaring. En ik zou zeggen, laten we die band maar draaien.
Ja, gegroet allemaal voor iedereen die wil luisteren, die het horen kan. Ondergetekende, dat is Tom Meijer.
Wat ben je nou van plan, Tom?
Wat ben ik van plan? Ik ga gewoon door met die plaat.
Hoeveel luisteraars denk je dat we ooit samen hadden?
Het waren er trouwens maar 3 of 4.
Kapitein Minima was er toch 1 van?
Nummer 2, dat is...
Kapitein Minima, daar gaan we weer.
Goedenavond, Michiel. Dag beste Tom, zeg wat gaan wij vandaag draaien?
Ik weet het niet Tom.
Hoe komt dat Michiel, die oogst wil die moet toch zaaien? Ik heb een idee,
kom er eens mee.
Wij gaan weer geen carouselen.
Dat vind ik fijn.
Oh ja, wat een fijn. Gaan we weer luisteraars kwellen. En dan nu Michiel Beeshuizen op de vingers.
En mensen, dan heb ik hier even een vraag. De goede oplossers deze keer, die krijgen iets toegestuurd. Maar bij de volgende vraag, dan gaat het echt wel alleen om de mensen die het goed oplossen. Goed, hier is de vraag.
Hoe lang werkt Tom Meijer al bij de Wereldomroep?
En dan graag een zo volledig mogelijk antwoord.
Dankjewel, Tom.
Dat was dat.
Eerst nog even een boodschap van Ko vanuit Turkije.
Beste Tom. Veel voorspoed, veel radio. Dat wenst jouw technico Ko. En van harte, proficiat met 25 jaar WO.
Zullen we nu weggaan, Tom?
Nou, we gaan nog niet helemaal weg, want we gaan eerst nog eventjes iets anders doen.
Now, I suppose, of course, unless you speak Dutch, you would have no idea what that is. But that is an excerpt of a special... Actually, it wasn't even a radio program, but an event that was held in the Netherlands, near Hilversum, actually, in a place called Bussum, which is actually right next to Hilversum, where Radio Netherlands is located. And that was for Tom Meijer's 25th anniversary at Radio Nederland. That was held in January 1990. Now, something, of course, we didn't mention on last week's anniversary program, but I think we had talked about it before, but Tom had been at Radio Netherlands already for a few years. He joined in 1965 and was presenting programs in the Dutch service, and many different types, from cultural to music to even occasionally some news. And so his time at Radio Netherlands predates his Happy Station days, which was actually the bulk of his work. In 1990, Radio Netherlands had an activity to commemorate his 25th anniversary with the organization. And none of that, except for maybe a few clips and a few excerpts, rather, I should say, from that evening, were ever broadcast. But most of it actually was unheard. The only people who really heard it were Tom and Hane, and of course the other people that were in attendance. The program itself, I'm still calling it a program, it isn't, a soiree, an evening, a tribute, was actually, I think the most people that heard it were the people that were actually at the location at the time of that event. So we actually have the four tapes of the full evening. It runs about 2 hours and 20 minutes. And it is in Dutch, English, and also a little bit of Spanish. So if you're a Patreon, go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJRadio, and you can hear it again. And here's that Patreon promo one more time.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across...
Hello, I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meijer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started...
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that... he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show.
And those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo, 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 Paramaribo.
All right. Staying actually on our Patreon page and those who have become Patreons, as you are already now aware, it was the 90th anniversary program last week. So Happy Station is now officially 90 years old, even though there were some disruptions of the program in the past. But we're going to gloss over that because that's not really that important. Now, for this special occasion, we have put together something very, very special. Actually, it's two things that we have put together very, very special. A CD and an LP, or rather a double LP. That's right, you heard me, a double LP. Now, the double LP is going to be a limited edition, and only 10 of the double LP will be available. As for the CD, there will be 100 available. The first copies will be going out to those who are already Patreons at our Patreon site, patreon.com/PCJRadio. And those who decide to join and become a patron at our Patreon page, you will also get a copy of this CD. Now, the CD actually is, it's many things. It is all Happy Station related, and it's material, of course, that people have asked for before. Now, for example, you're all familiar with the Happy Station song that we just heard a clip with in the little promo that we ran just a few moments ago. There's also another version of that song as well. So, on the CD, you'll have two versions maybe of the same song that was done on Happy Station, but they're both very different. There will be some Happy Station shows as well on that CD. It's going to be an MP3 type CD. There's going to be the full unedited Radio Netherlands interval, but not the one that was used more in more recent years, but the original one. From the original tape that was from the tape that we have is from 1960, which runs for about 5 minutes, as well as other Happy Station jingles and Radio Netherlands jingles, many of which that you have never heard before. So, go to patreon.com/PCJRadio. You'll find the details there. And like I said, those who will join up our Patreon page for like $3 will get a copy. As for the 10 LPs, well, when we get up to, when all the CDs are gone, everybody that received the CD will be put into a lucky draw for that double LP, which will be basically like the CD with a few changes, and it will be an autographed copy. So do join us now for that. There's other details as well, but I don't want to, as they say, let the cat out of the bag just yet. I think we should let a little time lapse before we do so. All right, time for music now. Simon and Garfunkel and Homeward Bound here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International for this, the 25th of November, 2018.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Homeward Bound, Simon and Garfunkel here on PCJ Radio International. Well, it is already November the 25th. Which means, actually, in a few weeks' time, it is going to be Christmas. Now, I know it's probably a little early to start talking about Christmas, but I do want to mention our two special Christmas programs and New Year's program coming up in December. Now, as you are probably aware by now, Christmas this year falls on a Tuesday. So, we have two Christmas programs coming up in December. The first will be on December the 16th. Okay? And, well, that's something that we do every year. You'll know what it is. And then the traditional Happy Station Christmas program will be on the 23rd of December, so the day before Christmas Eve. So we have two Christmas programs coming up, the 16th and 23rd of December. And then, of course, our final year program, which will be on the 30th of December, even though the 31st of December is a Monday, but that will be the 30th of December. Now, something actually that we haven't done yet, and I only think it's because we just haven't had the time, but the last maybe, since I've been doing the program, usually in the month of November, I always do this thing, one Christmas song a week, starting around the middle part of November, leading up to Christmas, right? We haven't done it this year, but I think we should. Here's a funny little Christmas song that I think you'll enjoy.
I'm so tired of smelling those gingerbread smells. For two whole months, it's endless jingle bells. I think I'm overdosing on holiday cheer. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. Now don't get me wrong and nail me to the cross. In all the holiday sales, the real meaning gets lost. And that's why I scream, "Oy vey, my dear. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. Shop until you drop. Grandma needs a TV set. Get another. Singing deck the halls, but I'd rather spend my time with matzo balls. So call up the boy, you'll have him cut off my ears. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. This ain't what the season's supposed to be about. If I see another Santa, I think I'm gonna shout. So toss out the turkey, spin the dreidel. I wish I were Jewish at this time of year. Shop until you drop. Buy your dad a new tie. Get another credit card. Cause believe it or not, there's still more to buy.
Oh my God, do you know how much money I've spent so far? This is crazy. I don't feel right about this. It's not good. Come on, people. Can't you see? Can't you see that we're missing the whole meaning of this? It's December the 24th, and the mall is packed. The shelves are empty. My nerves have cracked. And that's why I'm going, Meshuggah, my dear. I wish I were Jewish.
He wishes he were Jewish.
I wish I were Jewish.
He wants to be Jewish.
I wish I were Jewish at this time of year.
Yeah, I wish I were Jewish for Christmas by Terry Christmas. That's actually, well, that's not his real name. That's, of course, the stage name. But I thought we would make that our first Christmas song for this year on the program. I think we'll actually have another one next week. And I'm trying to think of ones that are not too traditional to play on the program. It's always a little better to play things that are not traditional before Christmas, only because our Christmas program, of course, is rather traditional in itself. Anyway. Yes, okay, so those are all done, and I should mention that those programs were recorded in advance. They were well recorded in advance because I will be away during those three-week period, traveling in the Himalayas, working on something, so I won't be around. Well, I'll be here, but I won't be here, if you know what I mean, all right? So, those programs are already in the can and ready to go. Oh, well, it is funny when you think about it. Christmas just a few short weeks away. Mind you, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, some places already started putting up their decorations in September. I think that's a little bit too early, but hey, you do what you want, as they say. All right. We've been going for, well, actually coming up to maybe around 37, 38 minutes. And we only have a few minutes left on the program. And there's been a lot of talking today. So let's try to play more music before we end off. Let's have now a little bit of Nina Simone with a song called The Other Woman.
The Other Woman finds time to manicure nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh cut flowers in each room. There are never toys that scattered everywhere. And when her old man comes to call on her, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's by such a change from old routine.
Some people were commenting, by the way, about last week's program. Oh, by the way, that wasn't The Other Woman by Nina Simone. But some people were commenting last week that we didn't play anything from the Dutch Swing College Band on our anniversary program. And that's because, well, we just didn't have enough time. In fact, last week's program ran for about 5 minutes longer than it normally does to fit in what we actually had. But there's a lot of material that we didn't have. I think over the year, we put together material for almost a four-hour program, but we had to keep it down to 1 hour. So there were things that actually had to be cut out. So let's have a little bit of the Dutch Swing College Band now with a song called How Come You Do Me Like You Do, the Dutch Swing College Band.
Mm-hmm.
How come you do me like you do, the Dutch Swing College Band. As I look out the studio window right now, we have had a few weeks of very beautiful weather. We did kind of pass fall. Fall this year kind of came and went, and we had summer again, and then fall, and then we had summer, and then we had fall, and then we had summer. Very strange. And now it's rain. And today, when I was coming in to the office to do this week's program, I actually heard this song on the radio, and I think the best sums it up of how we are in this region of the world. It's a song by Madonna, but I'm not going to introduce it.
Feel it on my fingertips, hear it on the wind.
Madonna and Rain. And in the background, you can hear a little bit of thunder going on. Actually, that's not thunder or lightning from the outside. That's actually from the song itself. Anyway, we are going to be leaving you right now. It's been nice to have you with us today on the program. We're going to end with another Simon and Garfunkel song that we had for you, that we have for you today, but actually not performed by Simon and Garfunkel. This time performed by the Boston Pops Orchestra under the direction of Arthur Fiedler. And it is Mrs. Robinson. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.